It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list, music, and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, this year's comeback rocks the Stone Pony with Scarlett Carson. Emmer and Lauren Gill check in to tell us about their upcoming show at the Asbury Lanes. And Brock and Scro calling for a special Memorial Day tribute. But first, joining us over the phone are Wayne Oliveri and Garth Francis of the New Bardos. Their CD release party rocks the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Friday, May 31st. Gentlemen, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And, of course, you have the new album. And this is you guys, the two of you were bandmates once upon a time. And you kind of have this new project going, the New Bardos. Tell us about that and the new album, French Kisses.
About a year ago, Gar called me up and said, hey, man, you know, we kind of like tired of the way the music scene was going as far as we haven't really heard any really great rock and roll out there. So he said, let's write a rock and roll album and get back to our roots. And I said, you know what, that's a great idea. So we got together and we pulled a couple guys that we knew, Dan Sky on bass and Johnny Rago on drums. And we got right into to a rehearsal studio and started writing from scratch.
Yeah, I just enjoy writing. So we just got together a few times, started throwing some ideas around. And all of a sudden, we had a bunch of songs. So we said, let's do the album. Let's record an album. We probably have enough for two or three albums at this point.
Basically, the band came together, and we've been working. I think that album probably worked on it for about 6 months and then recorded it. So the whole process took about a year.
How could someone get a copy of the French Kisses album?
It's on, you can go to CD Baby. Is it on the website? We have it on our website.
You can go to www.newbardos.com or CD Baby, right?
Bongo Boy Records, you can go there too.
And Bongo Boy Records, www.bongoboyrecords.com.
And of course, you guys are rocking the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on May 31st. What can people expect that night?
Craziness.
Yeah. A really great show. We really have put a lot of thought and energy into the show itself. I personally like, I'm a theatrical kind of guy, so if you come to the Pony, you're going to see a really old-fashioned, hard-rocking, rock and roll show, including a really fun light show and some shenanigans, hopefully. You know, so we have a couple of great other bands playing with us. The Rocket Academy, which is a bunch of fantastic, talented young kids. They're going to be opening up the show, and the Billsby Brothers are going to be closing the show. So it should be a fantastic night overall.
We're doing live streaming also, right?
I believe so, yeah. We're going to be doing live streaming from the Pony that night.
We'll have the link to that live stream up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com. You know, you mentioned theatricality and shenanigans, and we recently featured your video for Great Balls of Fire up on WRAC.com as the Jersey Rock video of the week. When you guys perform live, will you be wearing the masks and outfits that are featured in that video?
You'll have to wait and see.
Ah, okay. So if you want a sneak preview of what you might see, hit up the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com. And, of course, your cover of Great Balls of Fire. I love it. Tell us about that.
I was just looking for a different way to record, you know, cool cover songs. One of my first songs that I ever got into as a guitar player and a musician was Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire. And for a few years now, I've been thinking of a different way to record it and perform it. So that's how it came about.
I think also what we're trying to do is we have a motto, and basically Gar and I have been friends since high school, and we've seen it all. We've been through CBGBs. We've been through the whole Asbury scene in the 80s together and apart and have our separate careers, and now we're back together. But I think what we're really trying to do is save rock and roll from extinction, and doing one of the classic rock and roll songs like Great Balls of Fire kind of puts a cap to what we're trying to do.
And I understand that proceeds from this single benefit the Rocket Academy.
Yeah, actually, the whole CD, what we're doing is we're donating 100% of all the net profits from the CD to the Rocket Academy Scholarship Fund, only because we want to keep rock and roll alive. And this is one school that I personally have been, you know, I've seen them perform live. I know Bruce, and these kids are fantastic. They teach these kids how to play rock and roll, in a good way, You have to audition for it. And a lot of these kids coming up the ladder don't have the money to go to the school. So we figured any way we can help, continue. It's all about rock and roll, man. Any way we can continue rock and roll and help rock and roll, that's why we're doing it.
And it's good to see a bunch of young kids playing and being involved with their instruments again like they used to be in the older days.
Hell yeah. And how could somebody find out more about the new Bardot's?
You could like us on Facebook. You can. We do a lot of informational stuff and some fun videos, behind-the-scenes stuff, rehearsals, on our Facebook page. So just go to the new Bardot's on Facebook, and you can check us out. And if you want to email us, you could just email us at thenewbardot@yahoo.com.
Wayne Oliveri and Gar Francis of the New Bardot's. See them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on May 31st. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Tom, thanks for having us, man. Keep on rocking, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's the New Bardot's with their rendition of Jerry Lee Lewis's Great Balls of Fire on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Let's go. Young and angry, I'll never be. Young and angry,
never again. Young and angry, I'll never be. Young and angry, never again. Young and angry, I'll never be. Young and angry, never again. Young and angry, I'll never be. Young and angry, never again. Young and angry, I'll never be. Young and angry, never again.
This year's comeback with Young and Angry on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Missing Pages album. Check it out at thisyearscomeback.bandcamp.com. And don't miss them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Saturday, June 8th for Scarlett Carson's reunion show. City Vision, The New Black, and Commonwealth are also on the bill. More info at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone are Emmer and Lauren Gill. Catch them at the Asbury Lanes this Saturday, June 1st. Ladies, thanks for calling into the show.
No problem.
It's a pleasure to have you both on here. This is a big show coming up. Emmer, it's your EP release show, right?
Yes, it is. It's my EP, Ache, being released.
Tell us about the EP.
Well, I have three songs being released. One is titled Transvaliloquy, then there's Monster, and then Sign Language. And they both, all three of them, have a revolving theme of mental health.
And Lauren, you recently put out a music video for your track, I Don't Care. That also has a theme to it, right?
Yeah, the theme of mine is really like going about the day and being yourself, not caring about like what anyone says about you and being true to yourself.
So it seems to me like the themes of both your EP, Emmer, and your new music video, Lauren, they kind of overlap a little bit.
Yes, they did.
And of course, this is a big show coming up June 1st over at the Asbury Lanes. Emmer, you're performing. It's your EP release show. Lauren, you're on the bill. A bunch of other great acts as well. What can people expect from you ladies that night?
So all throughout the night, really, it's going to be an amazing night with like food, music, fun, drinks for the adults that are there. And, and an overall message that goes throughout the night, like for Emmeline with mental health, if you have mental health, if you know someone with mental health, if you get help, you're not alone. And for me, it's being yourself and knowing that it's okay to be yourself. And we're going to be spreading that message all throughout the night. And we'll be working with Debbie from the Awareness Impact, who is all about working with the youth for kids and teens with mental health problems that don't necessarily know how to speak with others. Yeah. About what's going on, and we really just want to relay that message throughout the whole night. Yeah.
And of course, that is June 1st over at the Asbury Lanes, also on the bill, Dress Code, Vendetta Rose, The Fusions, $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Tickets are available over at asburylanes.com. Emmer, if someone wants to find out more about you, how can they do so?
They can follow me on Instagram. I'm mmusic21, and they could also find out the date, obviously, and come to the show, and I will be promoting my Instagram and Facebook there.
And Lauren, how can people stay on top of what you're doing?
Well, you could follow me on Instagram too, Lauren Gill Singh. We're both on the Moto Records artist program, so if you wanted, you could check out their Instagram. You could call Lake House to find out information about the show. I update on my Instagram story. I post on Instagram about the show. It's 8 days away, so we'll be doing a lot of promotion stuff then. I'll like go live sometimes and talk about what's going on, update people. People can direct message me if they want to.
Of course, the two of you are on Moto Records over at Lake House Music Academy. What did the Lake House Music Academy, how did it prepare you for what you're about to do on June 1st?
I've been there for 4 years. I've been there since I was little. I started there like as a really shy, not really out there type of person. And they kind of broke me out of my shell and taught me that it's okay to be myself, gave me the stage presence that I have, taught me how to work with certain crowds, and like, taught me how to accept myself, taught me how to write. What about you?
For me, I've been here for 2 years, and I've worked with so many different writers that I can express myself in multiple different ways at this point, just through this program alone, not any other. There's even more programs that have taught me how to be more like myself, as Lauren has said, here. So I'm very thankful for that, because I'm very shy like Lauren was. And
I definitely have been able to express myself better. Yeah, and Lake House really is just a super open place, except really anyone that walks through the doors. I've seen so many different people walk in and out, so many different personalities, ages, and really everyone that you meet there has a different sense of style and what they like to play and what they like to listen to. But the thing about Lake House is it all gets to be merged together into something beautiful because everyone works together, and it's really a big team, a great team actually, of just amazing people that I've gotten to work with throughout the years.
Emma and Lauren, you'll catch them at the Asbury Lanes on Saturday, June 1st. Ladies, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Right now, we're going to rock back-to-back tracks. Kicking it off with Emmer. Here's Willow Tree on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Once there was a time, you seemed nice. That was all I did, things I couldn't justify. I saw you yesterday. That same smile plastered on your face. And you can try to fool everyone else, believe all the lies you tell yourself. You crash your missiles of lies into my fire. What you poison for all who take it. In any heart you find, you break it. What you leave on every path, misery is what you find at last. In every word you can't take back, misery is what you find at last.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, this is Lauren Gill. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
I see your eyes rolling, the whispers down the halls.
just pretty lame. Oh yeah, I know you're lying, just lying to yourself, so you can keep on talking, talking to someone else. I don't care what you think about me, my head's still here and my eyes still see. Still got air in my lungs to breathe.
Gill with I Don't Care on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. The video for that tune will be premiered at the Asbury Lanes on June 1st at Emmer's EP release show. Dress Code, Vendetta Rose, and The Fusions are also on the bill. Tickets are available now at asburylanes.com. Joining us over the phone are Chip and Alan of Brock and Scro. There are No Reason to Complain albums out now. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Tom.
It's awesome having you back on the podcast, and word is you're rocking a show, not necessarily in our backyard, but people will be able to check it out. You're doing the Music Box in Cleveland this June, and it'll be available on streaming.
That's right. Yeah, we're playing the Music Box. It's on June 5th. It's going to be from 6 to 7, and it will be on Facebook and Instagram Live, so we're really looking forward to it. It's something we obviously haven't played in Cleveland before, so it'll be a new experience.
Yeah, I've never even been to Cleveland. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, so we have our website is brockandscro, just spelled out, .com. And then we're on Instagram and Facebook. So and you can get the links to those sites through the webpage.
And, of course, your No Reason to Complain album's out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Well, you can get that. I mean, it's available on all digital media formats. You can get it on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. So any basically, you know, if you go to the website, it'll have links to be able to purchase the album that way. And we don't have any physical CDs, but who does these days? So you can do, it's pretty much available anywhere, you know, anywhere that most digital media is, you know, so you can definitely do it from there.
Looking ahead, what do you guys have planned as we move into the summer?
Well, we're in the process of booking other shows, hopefully a little bit closer to home than Cleveland. So we're working on a number of things, so that will start to come online. You know, we have a song on the album. It's called Soldier Song. And with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, it's something that we really were trying to get out there and hopefully people can listen to and react to. It was a song that's kind of special to us for a number of reasons.
Yeah, when I saw that you had that song, I wanted to get it on for the Memorial Day podcast for the Memorial Day weekend. So Memorial Day, of course, being tomorrow, Monday. Tell us about this tune.
You know, I mean, I think we both what people do for this country, the men and women in the armed service is something that's really special and involves so much personal sacrifice. And sometimes I think it's taken for granted because it just kind of happens around us. But, you know, so many of us have friends and family who serve in the armed service, and it's a great sacrifice. And it's difficult. The dedication to the country and the selflessness of these folks is really amazing. So it's something that we wanted to try and capture and recognize in a song.
Yeah, and Chip, you know, Chip sent me the song. He wrote, you know, he wrote the song, and I was very moved by it. But it was like just sort of the acoustic version of it that he sent was like, all right, we need to. It sounded a little too folky, so I spent a lot of time, I think, on the production of that song, trying to make it sound, you know, more ethereal and more like you're actually in the scene. So that one was a lot of fun to work on and really try to. It was probably the most work on the album as far as really trying to take it from here to there.
And it totally transformed the song. So I think it's what really makes it special because, you know, the words are important, the music is important, but the sound and the idea that Alan was, that he came up with to kind of convey the message really was, in my mind, was really special.
Brock and Skro, catch them online when they rock the Music Box in Cleveland on June 5th. And check out their album, No Reason to Complain Now. It's available on all streaming platforms. Guys, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
Thanks a lot.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Brock and Skro with Soldier's Song on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Soldier Song on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their No Reason to Complain album. Check it out now at brockandskro.com. And we're playing that tune in honor of Memorial Day. Remember the reason for this 3-day weekend: to honor the fallen, those who give up their lives so that you and I can enjoy freedom. It's a debt we can't repay, but one we can remember. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.